you know, he ain't got the potential to make it, mm-hmm. or she doesn't have the potential to make it. That's the challenge I mean.
So do you feel then that you can be successful as an African-American in Roswell, or do you really do need to? That the majority of African-Americans really can't be successful, and you need to.
I think you can be successful in Roswell, but you have to stay focused and stay the course to be successful. I think there'll be challenges there to be successful in Roswell. And that's why I was saying it's not so much so prejudice that would keep you back. That's not what I'm saying. I think more so mentality as it relates to your approach to success and being successful. So I guess I would say that it's not so much that you'd have to move out of here to be successful. I don't think Roswell is like unto a small town in Mississippi where you say, if I don't get out of here, I ain't gonna make it. That's not what I'm saying. But I would say, potential-wise, and I guess this is coming from my perspective generationally. And I know that because I think some things have changed since, you know, I was growing up, so to speak. Because I remember saying, I know I want to make sure I get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I remember saying that to myself. I want to make sure I go to college somewhere else. I don't want to go to college here. I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure I just get up out of here. Mm-hmm. So I can remember that, and I don't think it was so much so that it was outright prejudice that said that, but it's just mentality, so to speak.
What are you thinking of as the mentality, though?
Okay. Mentality-wise, I want to make sure that from a black, you know, from black young man's perspective, that I do all that I can to be successful and not settle for not going to college, getting a job at a trade school, getting a job at on the city, so to speak, working for the city. And those aren't bad things. That's what I'm saying. These are not bad things at all. But getting a job at the city, when I could, okay, go to college, have the potential to do more, have the potential to come back and be the mayor of Roswell, so to speak. See, that's I guess what I'm talking about when I say mentality. Making sure that we're encouraged enough to do all of what it is that I believe that's placed on the inside of me, or that I have the potential to do.
Who do you think limits that?
Well, I think it could be twofold. One, the individual, you know, family life. But two, it's school, in the sense of if you're not, and I'm going back to the experience I had with the my counselor. Let's say I didn't do follow-up with that. I mean, I'm wondering, man, why come I didn't get in these schools, what's going on? You know, I didn't do follow-up. And then I say, Morehouse calls, but, man, I ain't worried about that. It don't even matter. So I can go over here and get a job with the city and be fine with that. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean mentality-wise. So twofold in the sense that individual family life, and individual community life, in the sense of school and the impact that school could have or education could have.
But you don't think that's about what you see in the community and sort of maybe, I don't want to say subliminal, but sort of the indirect messages, you know, what was put out by that counselor. That is, you know, there wasn't anything necessarily that she said, but more about things that she didn't say. Mm-hmm. You know, that came across in the letter. But what about what was coming across in school?